Nanny Gill. Ah, they were times when Nanny Gill went soldiering against her will, back when the king come down to view his horse and foot in red and blue, and they did march in rows and wheel in lines and bows below the king's own nose. And guns did point and swords did glare, a fighting foes that weren't there. Poor Nanny Gill did go to sell in town her glittering mackerel, a packed with care in even lots, a horseback in a pair of pots. And so, when she did ride between her panniers wide, red cloaked in all her pride, why, who but she, and who but broke the road avore her scarlet cloak? But Nanny's horse that she did ride, once carried a sword again his side, and had, to prick an into rank, a soldier's spurs again his flank. And so, when he got sight of swords a-gleaming bright, and men a-going to fight, he set his eyes athert the ground, and pricked his ears to catch the sound. Then Nanny gave his side a kick, and hit him wi' her limber stick. But suddenly a horn did sound, and sent the horseman on, full bound. And her horse, at the sight, went after him full flight, wi' Nanny in a fright, a-pullin' wi' a scream and grin her old brown reins, to hold an in. But no, he went away full bound, as vast as he could tear the ground, and took in line a soldier's place for Nanny's cloak and frightened face, while folk did laugh and shout to see her cloak stream out, as she did wheel about a crying, "Oh, la, dear!" in fright, the while her horse did play sham fight.